once demanded. One foggy night, the captain of a large ship, a freighter, saw what appeared to be another ship's lights approaching in the distance. The other ship was on such a course that could well mean a head-on collision. Quickly, the captain of the freighter signaled to the approaching ship, "Please change your course 10 degrees west." The reply came blinking back through the thick fog, "You change your course 10 degrees east." Indignantly, the captain of the freighter pulled rank and shot a message back to the other ship. "I am a sea captain with 35 years experience. Change your course 10 degrees west immediately." Without hesitation, the signal flashed back, "I am a seaman, fourth class. You change your course 10 degrees east." Enraged now, the captain, knowing that they were on a definite collision course, blazed a final warning. "I am a 50,000 ton freighter. Change your course 10 degrees west." A simple message signaled back, "I am a lighthouse. You change your course." Like this sea captain, we shall need to change course when confronted with the truth of God. God's truth is eternal truth. It doesn't change, and it is we, us, me, that needs to be adjusted to God. Many spend and actually waste so much time resisting the truth of God's word in the gospel because they do not want to change course. This, in Bible language, is to repent and be converted. The truth that makes the individual free is for the most part the truth which men prefer not to hear. "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John chapter 8 verse 32 by J. A. Short.